Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
So far, as you have been able to determine, has there ever been a period in the history of the world when false prophets or false teachers did not exist? We know there were false prophets among the Jewish people, and not just because Peter teaches that, 2 Peter 2:1, but because the Old Testament tells who some of the false prophets were. Since the beginning of Christianity on the day of Pentecost, there have been thousands and thousands of false prophets and false teachers. Jesus himself warned in his great Sermon on the Mount, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits." Matthew 7:15-16. There are times when both Jesus and the apostles warn of coming false prophets. But in these verses, Jesus speaks of false prophets who were already among them. The verb come is present tense and indicates the prophets were already causing trouble and leading men and women astray. Our Lord did foretell the coming of false messiahs and false prophets. Matthew 24:24. The apostles also predicted that false prophets would arise. Paul warned the Ephesian elders, "For I know this, that after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears." Acts 20:29-31. These verses inform us that the false teachers not only will come from the outside, they will also arise within the church. Elders in the Lord's church must always be alert and never allow anyone, either from the outside or from the inside, to lead God's people astray. Paul urged young Timothy to be alert to the dangers of false teachers. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. 1 Timothy 4:1. The Apostle John also wrote, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." 1 John 4:1. John provides some help in our discerning between true and false prophets. "Hereby you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now is in the world." 1 John 4:2-3. It would be much easier if every false prophet or false teacher would identify himself as such. But that does not happen, and likely will not. What most often occurs within religious circles is that false prophets present themselves as true servants of the living God. They pretend to love the Lord and to be deeply committed to the cause of Christ. Paul had such men in mind when he wrote, "For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. God has graciously provided the means by which we can discern false teachers, his inspired word. We can compare what men say with what the Bible teaches. When a teacher deviates from the Bible, he should not be endorsed or even endured. He must be exposed for what he is. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.